我们要好接待客人，要为他们祝福。
I have to thank Elder Lim has been a faithful interpreter for me, and I really thank God to have the time to serve with him and serve with you in this church.
我很感谢林弟兄跟我是很好的同工，我也很享受跟他一起服侍主。
I also like to thank Brother Yang and also Brother Chen faithfully bring us to have meals and also bring us in and out, you know, serving as our drivers, and I really appreciate both of them.
也谢谢陆平跟陈志平弟兄带我进出也跟我们一起用餐。
I also thank all of our brother's wife, because without the wives, they couldn't serve. So I thank all of you as sisters.
我也谢谢弟兄们他们的妻子，因为如果没有他们的帮助，弟兄们就不能服侍神。
Obviously, all brothers should thank your wife, and because you know they faithfully serve the home, so we can serve in our ministry, in our work.
所有的弟兄们都应该感谢他们的妻子，因为他们在家中来帮助你们。
May I also introduce my better half, even the best half? My wife, Lettuce, and she's serving with me both locally and globally. Yeah.
让我介绍我的妻子。
Time passes very quickly.
时间过得很快。
I came, and today is the last day I'm serving and preaching here.
我来到这里，今天已经是最后一天，来跟各位弟兄一起分享。
Average lifespan in America is 72.
我们知道，在美国平均的年龄是70，平均一生是72岁。
Today, this year, I'm 55.
今年我55岁了。
So if you count the numbers, I only have 20-some years left.
所以你如果你数一下，我只剩下二十多年的时间。
Or maybe even smaller, 18 years left.
说不定更少，只有18年。
So how am I going to use my life?
所以我一生我要怎么使用呢？
If God called all of us, I'm sure none of us will be here 100 years later.
如果神呼召我们的话，我相信100年以后，我们中间没有一个人会在这里。
So today in this mission conference, we are going to talk about vision, mission, and commission.
所以今天在我们的宣道年会里面，我们要谈到意向，我们要谈到宣教跟使命。
Mission start with the Latin word mitto.
因为宣教这个字是从拉丁文 mitto 这个字开始的。
The word mitto means sent.
那 mitto 这个字的意思就是差遣。
So in a mission conference, we understand there is a God who sent.
所以在宣道年会的时候，我们知道有一位神他要差遣。
There is a church who sent.
有一个教会要差遣。
There is a group of brothers and sisters willing to send.
然后有一群弟兄姐妹，他们也愿意来差遣。
Obviously, there is the motivation of the Holy Spirit to send.
那当然，我们知道。这个圣灵的感动是我们差传的主要原因。
But vision, mission, and commission also means to go.
可是意向、宣道跟使命，意思也就是说我们要去。
Therefore, God sent.
所以神差遣。
Church sent.
教会差遣。
You sent.
你们差遣。
But there have to be somebody willing to go.
可是必须要有人愿意去。
To go where God wants us to go.
去到神要我们去的地方。
To go where the church wants us to be there to spread the gospel.
去教会只是我们去传福音的地方。
So God and man works together.
所以神跟人合作。
The Harvard University used to be a Christian university.
我们知道哈佛大学以前是基督教的学校。
There is a motto called Veritto, you know, in the Harvard Crest.
在校园里面有一句话。
The word Veritto means God reveal.
那这句话的意思就是说神启示。
So if you look at the Harvard University crest, you will see two books open to heaven.
所以如果我们看到他们的校章，我们就会看到有两个向天张开的手。
So without God's revelation, God's vision, we will not be able to know what is the purpose of our life.
所以如果没有神的启示，我们就不知道生命的意义。
And then on the crest, there is one book open downward.
然后还有两个向下伸开的。
And without the book open downward to reveal to us so we can read the Bible, we don't know what God's idea or God's goal and plan.
如果没有向下展开的书，我们就不知道神的心意跟他的计划。
So before we start further in this mission conference's worship,
所以我们在继续敬拜以前，
we need the sending God to bless each one of us.
我们需要差遣的神来祝福我们每一位。
Many people thought sending mission week is talk about missionary.
有很多人觉得说我们差传年会要讲的就是宣教士。
No, it's actually talk about us.
事实上不是要讲的是我们。
Because we are participating with God.
因为我们参与神的工作。
So that we can participate in the mission.
所以我们能够参与宣教的事工。
We share the same vision and mission.
我们都分享同一个意向跟使命。
We share the same commission.
我们也受同一个大使命的差遣。
Without you,
如果没有你。
Without me,
没有我，
the mission becomes omission.
那宣教就成了、成了
忘记了
忘记了宣教 就成了、omission.
So please stand with me.
所以、请大家
we'll ask and pray to God right now.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
So let's rise.
我们一起站立。
Unite our hearts together.
让我们同心。
As a loving church.
一个爱的教会里面。
As a sending church.
一个差遣的教会中
间。 As a vision church.
有意向的教会。
As a mission church.
做一个、能够拆船的教会。
And today as a commission church.
今天我们是领受大使命的教会。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Elderlin.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，主要是因为你的心意，主要我们能够出去传福音，主要因为你的独生爱子为我们死，赦免我们的罪，我们能够成为一个新造的人，愿意去分享主要你所给我们的恩典，主要愿意那些还没有相信你的人知道你的儿子为我们而生，为我们死在十字架上，赦免了我们的罪。所以我们在宣道年会的时候，求主你激励我们的心，求圣灵来差遣我们，在远处在近处，我们做一个得人如鱼的渔夫。我们感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
Amen. 各位请坐、
请坐。
Please be seated. If you open to the Bible, Psalm chapter 8.
请大家打开诗篇第八篇。
Actually, it's a sounding psalm from the one we also read, 148.
是，其实今天这个诗篇第八篇跟我们所念的148篇、有很多、呼应。
So let us open to Psalm chapter 8.
让我们打开诗篇第八篇。
Now, as I said, when we read God's word, we have to read it loud.
让我们读神话语的时候，我们要大声的来读。
It's a worship.
因为这是我们敬拜神。
So let us read one in the English, one in Chinese. So we consecutively finish this psalm.
让我们先念英文，然后我们念中文。
Now before we start, I have to explain a little bit about this psalm structure.
当我们开始念以前，我要跟大家解释一下这首诗的结构。
Thus, this Psalm 8 is called a typical parenthetical psalm, parenthesis.
所以这个诗篇、是第八篇，是叫做
括弧性的诗篇。
括弧性，一个括前括号后括号的一篇诗篇。
So you can see a parenthesis in the beginning and also at the end.
所以我们可以看到有面前面的括弧，有结尾的括弧。
Now, if you want to know what is the theme of that psalm,
如果你要知道这个诗篇的主题，
May I introduce that all parenthetical psalm normally use the first word and also the last word as a theme.
所以像这种样的诗篇总是在第一句跟最后一句来做这个诗篇的主题。
And in between, it explains why.
然后在中间呢，就来解释为什么。
So now when we read it, we will read it with a little bit better understanding.
所以我们念的时候就能够比较了解。
Okay, 1, 2, 3. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. 中文，耶和华我们的主啊，您的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显于天。You have set your glory above the heavens. Verse 2. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. 你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立的能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。When I consider your heavens and the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, 我观看您指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。 What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? 人说人算什么你紧顾念他 世人算什么你紧眷顾他 You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. 你叫他比天使微小一点,并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。 You make him ruler over the works of your hands and put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. 你派他管理你所造的，使万物就是一切牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。 O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. 耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。诗篇第八篇。 Psalm chapter 8 is a psalm of sending.
对，其实诗篇第八篇是一篇差遣的诗篇。
It's a prophetic psalm.
是一篇预言的诗篇。
It starts with the word, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
一开始就说，耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
But when we look at this prophecy,
所以当我们看到这样的预言,
it's not yet fulfilled.
因为这些预言还没有应验。
Because simply in our society, even in North America, we worship God. Most of the people, quite a number of people, often in the workplace, they use Jesus Christ's name in vain.
因为在全世界各地，甚至在北美，当我们敬拜神的时候，当我们在日常生活当中，我们妄用主耶稣基督的名。
I remember in the one letter from mainland China.
我记得有一封我收到从中国来的信。
They send because there is radio broadcast to mainland China.
他们寄这封信，因为他们听到福音的广播。
And they said Christianity, 基督教。
他们说基督教。
But the person who wrote the letter, he doesn't have no clue what is 基督教。
可是写这封信的人，他完全不知道基督教是什么。
So he put 母鸡的鸡, the rooster.
所以他就写一个母鸡的鸡。
都教都是 all roost.
鸡都叫。
So that's a Chinese, you know, sounds like the same, but the Christianity becomes all the rooster roost.
所以虽然音相同, 基督教就变成鸡都叫。
So you understand, there are lots of places people have not heard about the love of God. So this prophecy continues from David's time all through our ages. There will be a day and a time that God's name will be honored in the whole earth.
有一天有一个时间神的名会在全地受到赞美。
But before that day comes,
可是在那天来到以前,
then we have to recognize, we have to do something.
我们知道我们就必须做一些事。
God said, when you look at all the earth,
神说如果你看到整个世界,
nobody is serving God.
没有一个人在侍奉神。
When you look at all the earth,
如果你看到整个的地球,
Satan is in rule.
撒旦在掌管一切。
So when we come to the second words,
所以当我们看第二节,
then the Bible, the psalmist said, there are evil power against God's name.
诗人说在地上有邪恶的势力在抵挡神。
There are enemies opposed to spreading of God's name.
有敌人在拦阻福音的广传。
However,
可是,
God wants to use us as human beings, his children, to spread the gospel.
神要用我们人, 祂所创造的来传扬福音。
Unfortunately, men do not respond.
可是很不幸的人却没有回应。
However, the children respond.
可是呢, 小孩子们就回应。
The infant praise God.
就刚刚生出来的婴孩都要赞美神。
So verse 2 said, from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger.
所以在第二节说，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立的能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
When we look around ourselves,
当我们再看看我们的周围，
I'm sure many of you are very important engineer in your company.
我相信在我们中间很多人在你公司里面是很重要的工程师。
I'm sure many of you are very important scientists in the computer, in the Silicon Valley.
我相信在我们中间很多人是很重要的科学家。
I'm sure because, you know,I know you work very hard in your profession.
我知道，因为我知道你们在事业当中工作非常的勤劳。
But may I say this, my dear brothers and sisters?
可是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我可不可以这么说？
Are you important in God's ministry as well?
你是不是在神的事工里面也很
重要？ Are you working hard, like in your career, to glorify God?
你在你的事业中是不是也很认真工作来荣耀神？
Are you spending as much the time you want to serve God?
你是不是花了你所要的这个时间来侍奉神？
Everywhere in the world I teach, especially North American brother and sister.
在我所教导的地方，特别是在北美的弟兄姐妹们。
I said, if you are young, you set a goal.
我跟他们讲，如果你年轻的时候，你要立定一个目
标。If you are Christian, you set a goal.
如果你是一个基督徒，你要设定一个目标。
If you are professional, you set a goal.
如果你是职业的工作者，你要设定一个目标。
What is the goal?
哪一个目标到底是什么呢？
Everybody follow me. Retire at age 55. Okay, 1, 2, 3. What is your goal?Retire at the age of 55.
55岁就退休。
You said, why I have to retire at age 55?
为什么我在55岁要退休呢？
Then you can serve God.
因为你就可以侍奉神。
Offer the best 10 years or 20 years of your time to serve God.
用你一生最好的10年或者20年的时间来侍奉神。
Don't wait until you are 65.
不要等到65岁。
Because average lifespan is 72.
因为我们知道平均一生是72岁。
We might have the last 3 years in the hospital.
说不定我们最后三年是在医院里面过的。
And then another 2 years in the senior home.
还有两年是在这养老院里面。
So we only have 3 years to serve.
所以我们就只有三年的时间可以侍奉神。
Offer your best 10 years for God.
将你最好的十年、二十年的时间给神。
You said how?
你说怎么呢？怎么做呢
？Start saving.
你就开始储蓄。
You know we need to look at mission and vision together.
因为我们要看这个使命跟这个差传要一起看。
90% of Americans will retire without enough money to support themselves here.
因为 90% 的美国人在退休的时候都没有足够的钱来过活。
So plan ahead, my dear brother and sister.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要提早来计划。
So that when we are 55,
所以当我们55岁的时候，
we are well experienced.
我们已经有很多的经验。
We can offer the best experience to God.
我们可以把我们最好的经验献给神。
We are mature.
我们已经成熟。
So we offer the best maturity to God.
所以我们将成熟的生命来侍奉神。
We have studied so much God's word.
因为我们已经念了很多神的话。
We can offer our service to God.
我们可以向神来用我们所学到的。
This morning, our brother Yang is driving us.
今天早上陆平弟兄带我过来。
We have been sharing the same thing.
所以我们也是在分享同样的事。
You know, I am 55 already.
我今年55岁。
And I can look down my life.
我可以回顾我的一生。
I faced death face to face in 1986.
我在1986年的时候，我真的是面对面的。
So I was so willing to offer my life to serve God because He saved me one more time.
所以我是非常的高兴，我能够把我的一生献给主，因为神是拯救了我。
But I can also see one thing.
可是我还看到另外一件事。
If I'm not serving God now,When I'm too old, I couldn't even go to mission field.
如果我现在不服侍主，等到我太老的时候，我连宣教的工厂都不能去。
Can I really go to mission field using a walking cane, you know?
我能不能拿一个手杖到宣教的工厂呢？
I'm sure I could.
我相信我可以。
But I could not go to the villages.
可是我不能到乡村去。
I could not drink the water.
我不能喝那里的水。
Do you realize I'm so accustomed to water in Hong Kong, in mainland China, in Malaysia?
你知道吧，我现在在对香港、对中国、对马来西亚的水，我都非常习惯。
Because I've been serving there long enough, now my the immunity can cover that.
因为我在那个地方服侍很久，所以我身体已经习惯。
But 7 years I've been serving in Philippines, I'm still not used to the water there.
可是七年我在菲律宾服侍，我还是不能习惯那里的水。
One time I was preaching in a high school.
有一次我在一个中学。
They gave me a bottle of Coca-Cola.
他们给我一瓶可乐。
I was very careful already. 我很小心的。
对，我是已经是很小心了。
I will drink bottled water.
我会吃在瓶子里面的水。
And I forgot the ice cube was not boiled water.
可是呢，我就没想到这个冰块呢不是处理过的。
I drank that.
所以我就喝下去。
I got diarrhea for the whole week.
所以我就整个礼拜都拉肚子。
And I was staying in the dormitory of that high school and couldn't even move around.
所以呢，我就只好住在学校的宿舍里面，连动都不能动。
So I realized one thing.
所以我就警觉到一件事。
We serve God when we are young and capable.
我们要在我们年轻有能力的时候来服侍神。
Can you have a vision today?
你今天可不可以有这样的意向？
Send younger missionary to mission field.
把年轻的宣教士送到宣教工厂去。
Send and support younger missionary to mission field.
我们也支持年轻的宣教士到工厂。
If you say I'm young and I'm ready, send yourself to mission field.
如果你说你年轻你有能力，你把自己差遣出去。
You said, well, pastor, not everybody should be missionary. I understand.
你就会对我说，不是每一个人都当宣教士。
But can you instead of go to Hawaii for your 2 weeks holiday, go to the mission field for a short-term mission?
可是你。可不可以说宁可不到夏威夷去度假两个礼拜，你去参加一个
短期。Yesterday afternoon, I share one secret about parenting.
这个昨天下午我分享一个做父母的秘密。
How many of you are parents? Put up your hands.
你们中间谁是做父母的？
Wow, now listen carefully.
所以你们要小心的听。
I never thought North America young adults have what we call rebellious age, rebellious time.Now you know, it's almost coming.
我以前不知道这个在北美年轻的孩子有一段时间是很悖逆的所以你们知道这些就要来。
Actually, it was a traditional or cultural crash between the older generation and younger generation.
事实上这是一个上一代跟下一代中间的一个文化的冲突。
Our young people suddenly recognize they are independent.
我们的年轻人呢，会忽然发现他们是很自主的。
So they want independency.
所以他们要有自由。
But the parents are traditional Chinese.
可是做父母的，我们是传统的中国人。
They don't want them to have their independence.
我们就不希望他们有他们自己的主见。
So by doing so, young people can only do one thing: is so let me show you I'm independent.
所以这年轻人呢，就有一种反叛，让我来。让你看我是可以自主。
And therefore, we give them a name, rebellious.
所以我们就说他们是悖逆的。
I remember my daughter.
我记得我的女儿。
She has full of energy.
她这个精力充沛。
And my wife said, you know, she need to be sent to take a short-term mission.
所以我的太太就跟我讲说，应该把她送去参加一次短宣。
So we sent her to a mission, and she liked it because she.Thought she can have a wonderful tour to a place she would never be able to go.
So, 她也很喜欢，因为她可以到一个不能去的地方呢，去观光游览。
So we support a missionary in Laos.
所以我们就支持一个在辽国的宣教士。
So we said, you know, Jeannie, why don't you go to Laos?
所以我就跟我的女儿讲 ，Jeannie， 为什么你不到辽国去走走
？She went.
所以他就去了。
She was so happy because we support her to go.
他很高兴，因为我们支持他去。
But I didn't realize it was quite venturesome for her.
可是我没想到这个是相当冒险的。
She has to ride on top of the bus. We know that afterward. Otherwise, we won't send her.
因为她要在坐在这个汽车的这个巴士的这个屋顶上面。
She has to ride motorcycle.
她也要骑这个摩托车。
And after 2 to 3 weeks of service in Laos,
在两三个礼拜在辽国的侍奉以后
she saw so many people who are poor.
她看到那么多贫穷的人
She saw so many people have no medicine.
她看到许多人生病了没有药物。
She saw so many people have no food.
她看到许多人饥饿没有
食物。She came home changed.
所以她回来以后她就改变了。
Now she is a simple girl.
所以她现在也是一个很简单的女孩。
She never asked for brand name clothes anymore.
所以她也再也不去买这些名牌的衣服。
She saved and know how to save her own money.
她知道怎么节省她自己的钱。
And she even have a goal.
她甚至她有一个目标。
In the future, I will go back to the mission field and serve those who are poor.
我将来要回到宣教的工厂来服侍这些贫穷的人。
Do you realize? After she came back, we said, wow, that few thousand dollars well spent.
她回来以后我们觉得那几千块钱实在是花得非常的好。
One day she brought the clothes in front of me. Dad, you know, look at this, how beautiful.
有一天她跟我看一件衣服，她说爸爸这个衣服多漂亮。
You know, as many daddy, the first word we said was always wrong. Instead of, oh, it's beautiful, we said, how much?
可是我们做父亲的常常会问一个错误的问题，她这个衣服要多少钱？
She said $3.
她说只要三块。
Then I'm very happy.
所以就很开心。
How come it's only $3?
为什么那么便宜呢？
She said I purchased from Salvation Army.
我是从救世军去买来的。
Then I retract back a little bit. You know, we are able to buy you new clothes. Why you have to buy from Salvation Army?
所以我就想说，我们可以给你买衣服，为什么你需要去救世军买？
She said then we can support Salvation Army.
他说：“那我们可以支持救世军啊。”
Then we will be good environmentally.
所以我们也可以对环保有好处啊。
And then I said, "Good, thank the Lord. She now know where's the value."
所以我们就感谢神，因为他现在知道一个正确的价值观。
One more secret.
还有一个秘密。
After that experience.
所以那一次经历以后呢
？She worked very hard.
她就很辛勤工作。
She studied very hard.
她也很用功念书。
And today she's a practicing medical doctor in New York.
所以今天她是在纽约做一个实习的医生。
Do you realize money could not buy that?
你知道钱是不能买到这些。
But send your young people to do short-term mission is a blessing, right?
所以把你的年轻的孩子送到短宣去是一个神的祝福。
Why don't you send yourself to mission?
为什么不把自己送出去呢？
You have 2 weeks holiday, I said.
你有两个礼拜的休假。
So go to mission field.
所以就到宣教工厂去看看。
Spread the gospel.
去传福音。
You said, well, you know, I don't have that much money.
你就说我没有钱。
Why don't you join some of the mission organization, go to the next state?
那为什么你不参与一些宣教的机构呢？
Go to a different part of the campus.
到不同的这个工厂去
spread the gospel,
去宣传去传福音。
To be a Christian, we have to be both local and global.
因为要做一个基督徒，我们要做一个当地的基督徒，也要做个普世的基督徒。
You said I don't have time.
你说我没有时间。
Do you realize at the age of 75, if you live and I live to age 75,
你知道如果我们活到75岁
6 years we'll be eating.
我们有六年的时间在吃东西。
6 years we'll be traveling. I think you probably spend a little bit more time traveling here.
在有六年的时间呢，我们在旅行，说不定更多。
I was surprised. It says, according to the statistics, 7.5 years of dressing or buying dress.
我们有七年半的时间，我们在穿衣服或者在买衣服。
19 years of working, we know.
19年我们工作。
22 years of sleeping, well, sleeping a lot.
22年的时间我们在睡觉。
9 years of watching TV or cruising in the internet.
9年的时间我们在看电视或是在网。
So how much time we have for worship and serving God for an average Christian in North America?
所以我们在北美的一个基督徒有多少时间我们在敬拜神服侍神呢？
Make a guess.
我们猜一猜看。
6 months.
六个月的时间。
So in a 75 years, only 6 months, we really worship and serve God.
在75年的生命里面，我们只有六个半月的时间。
So retire at age? Okay, one more. Retire at age? And go to serve God. 1, 2, 3. And go to serve God. Amen.
55岁退休，我们去服侍神。
If you pray this prayer,
如果你这样子祷告,
you said, Lord, I want to retire at age 55.
你跟神说, 主啊, 我要在55岁的时候,
help me to do that.
帮助我。
Help me to pay out my home.
帮助我把这个房子贷款付掉。
No more mortgage.
所以再也没有贷款。
Help me to save 10% of all my savings.
帮助我所赚来的可以存下十分之一。
I will save it until I retire.
我就一直存到我退休。
Then I can serve you.
我就可以服侍你。
Well, look at Elder Lim. He is serving God right now. That's good. That's good. My dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My dear brother and sister, make that as a goal.
我们把这个定一个目标。
So you can go to mission field yourself.
所以你可以到宣教工厂去。
Without even ask for any further help, you can even go alone.
你可以自己去，不需要任何的人来支持你。
One more thing, the Bible says.
还有一件圣经上说。
The Bible in Psalms 8, it says this.
在诗篇第八篇。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来念。
Verse 4 and 5.
第四节，第五节。
What is man that you are mindful? Let us read it together. 1, 2, 3. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. 便说人算什么？你竟顾念他。世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。 Angels, God did not give them glory and honor.
神没有把荣耀给天使。
Angels, if they sin against God, God did not give them salvation.
如果天使犯罪，神也没有拯救。
Jesus Christ was the first missionary sent from God.
耶稣基督是神所差遣的第一个宣教
士。 To this world, to preach the gospel and become our savior.
到这个世界上来传福音，成为我们的救主。
So we often said, mission is the heartbeat of God.
所以我们常常说，这个宣教是神的心跳。
Because his own son was the first missionary.
因为他的独生爱子是第一个宣教士。
The own son went to a place to reach those people he loved, but the people rejected him.
他差遣他的儿子到世界上来，世界上的人却拒绝他。
They even crucified him.
甚至把他钉在十字架上。
They spit on him.
他们在他身上吐唾沫。
They punish him.
来惩罚他。
Because he wants to love and preach the gospel to everyone.
因为他要来爱我们，要来传福音给每一个人。
But God still loved them.
可是神还是爱我们。
The Bible said, "What is man?"
圣经说人算什么
？These are sinners.
这些只不过是罪人。
These are smaller than dust.
这些像尘土一样微小。
But God, you love them.
可是神却爱我。
In the whole universe,
在整个的宇宙里面
all the stars are more than the sand on our earth.
所有的星辰比海边的沙还要多。
But even God, you love this world.
可是神却爱这个世界。
And what is man on this tiny little grain of sand?
在一粒小沙里面，人算什么
？But you still care for him.
可是你还是眷顾他。
You are mindful of him.
因为你还是常常想到他们。
Even while they are yet sinners,
虽然在他们还犯罪的时候
，you care for him,
你眷顾他们。
And then the Bible said,
然后圣经说
，you made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, but crowned him with glory and honor.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Do you realize what is glory if it is not be able to glorify?
如果说你知道不到荣耀，如果不能荣耀神，你就不知道荣耀是什么。
What is honor if you cannot honor?Or become honorable?
如果你不知道荣誉的话，你就不知道什么叫做有光荣的。
Therefore, we have to go.
所以我们要去。
Let glory of God shine forth.
要让神的荣耀能够显明出来。
You know, when Jesus died on the cross,
你知道当耶稣死在十字架上
，He complete the whole work of salvation.
他就完成了整个救恩的工作。
But he still missed one thing.
可是还有一件事情没有做好。
What is that thing?
那一件事是什么？
He needs somebody to carry this gift, this love of God, to the place he never went.
他要这些人把他的礼物带到他还没有去的地方。
So you become God's feet.
所以你就成为神所差遣的。
Your caring becomes God's hands.
所以你的关爱就成为神的手。
Your mouth becomes God's mouthpiece.
所以你的嘴就成神的出口。
Your love becomes God's love.
你的爱成为神的爱。
When you go to every place you serve,
所以你当你去别的地方服侍
，May you be blessed.
所以神就要祝福你。
That people will say, I see Jesus Christ in you.
那人会说，我在你里面看到耶稣基督。
I experience Jesus Christ's love in you.
我在你身上经历到耶稣的爱。
Try not to be a Christian that people say, I don't want to go to CCIC because look at that Christian, he was so bad.
我们不要做这样的基督徒。有人说，我不来会堂，因为像你这样的基督徒坐在那里。
I hope I will not be a pastor that people say, why I should believe in Jesus Christ? Look at that pastor, he's so bad.
我不要做这样的牧师。如果人家说，为什么我要当基督徒？你看这个牧师有多坏。
May I say this to the choir?
让我讲对诗班来讲这句话。
You be the best singing, praising team for God.
做一个最好的神的赞美的出口。
Let not people say, look at that choir member, I don't want to be like him.
不要让人家说，看看这个诗班的班员，我才不要像他。
Let us shine Jesus Christ forth.
让我们把耶稣基督的荣光表现出来。
Let us carry God's love to those people God never reached.
让我们将神的爱带到那些耶稣没有见到的人身上。
Let me tell you one story.
让我跟你讲一个故事。
About the importance of mission.
啊，来当做这个重这个拆散的重要。
There was this young man born in Hong Kong, grew up in Hong Kong, studied in the university.
有一个年轻人生在香港长在香港在那边念书
He was studying electrical engineering
所以他在那边念电机工程
And then the war came
然后这个战争发生
Japanese invade China
日本侵略中国
He could finish the whole university one more year
他在一年就可以完成他的大学
But there was a calling in mainland China
可是在中国有一个呼召
十万青年十万军
十万青年十万军的号召
100,000 young people 100,000 army So he received the call.
所以他就响应这个呼召。
I cannot stay in Hong Kong, but I have to go back to defend my mother country.
我不能留在香港，我要回去捍卫我的祖国。
So he said goodbye to his father, his mom, and his siblings.
所以他就对父母兄弟姐妹说再见。
Went to China,
到中国去，到中国大陆。
Went through a lot of places.
他走遍很多地方。
Fought the invader.
所以跟敌人作战
For almost 8 years
就八年的时间
Now he went to Liaoning province
他就到了辽宁省
And then that was his last stop of his work
所以就是他工作的最后一站
And during that time he met a young nurse in the army
在军队当中他遇到一个年轻的护士
It was a very beautiful love story
是一个很美的爱情故事
OneSpeak Cantonese, the other speak Mandarin.
一个说广东话，一个说国语。
But somehow they communicate well.
可是他们呢，却可以沟通。
They fell in love.
他们就彼此相爱。
Even in the war time.
甚至在战争的时候。
So finally peace came.
后来就和平来了。
As any traditional Chinese, he has to bring the newlywed wife back to Hong Kong to see his own parents.
所以呢，就照中国人的习惯，他要把他的新娘带回故乡见父母。
Not realized by that time when he returned, his father already passed away during the war.
他不晓得回到家里，他父亲已经过世了。
Now he came back to Hong Kong.
所以他就回到香港。
Suddenly realized everything changed.
他忽然发现所有的事情都改了。
Hong Kong also went through the war.
因为香港也经历过战争。
After the war, there was no job.
在战争以后呢，就没有工作。
He wanted to go back to school.
他想回到学校去。
To finish his last year.
把最后一年大学念完。
But he faced quite a number of problems.
可是他却面对很多的难题。
Number one, he has to support the wife.
因为第一件，他要养活他的妻子。
And then during that time, they have a son, so he has to support the son.
他也需要支持他那时候已经有的孩子。
There was very little job available in Hong Kong.
在香港没有工作。
So he could get only one job that was available. The salary is only for one person.
那他所能找到的工作呢，只能养活一个人。
But without that job, he couldn't even have anything.
可是如果不做那个工作，他就什么都没有。
So he took the job as a bookkeeper.
所以他就做了一个书记的工作。
But obviously not enough money.
对，没有赚足够的钱。
So he thought, how can I earn more money?
所以他就想，我怎么赚更多钱呢
？The wife said, I will go out to work.
他太太就想，我也去工作。
So the wife tried to find job.
他太太也找事。
But she speak Mandarin.
他讲国语。
And the people in Hong Kong speak Cantonese.
在香港，大家都讲广东话。
So she could not find any job. Nobody understand her.
所以没有人懂得他，他也找不到事。
So it was very frustrating.
所以对他们来讲很困难。
This young man was also frustrating.
所以这个也非常的挫折感。
After 8 years of war,
在八年的战争以后
he came back as nobody.
他回到家乡好像谁都不是。
Couldn't even continue his engineering.
也不能再继续念他的工程。
Couldn't find a job he loves.
找不到工作。
And he has a big burden.
他有很多的担子。
He thought about how can I make more money.
他想我怎么赚更多钱
Well, he thought about one thing.
我还想到一件事
He played mahjong.
他就开始打麻将
A way of gambling.
这是一种赌博
Because over these 8 years,
因为在八年里面
he practiced that in the army.
在军队里面他常常打麻将
So he thought he's quite well experienced.
所以他觉得他蛮有经验
So he started, you know, after dinner, call out, you know, in this poor district.
所以在每天晚餐以后呢他就左邻右舍招人
In Cantonese, 开台啦，开台啦，大声喊啊！
大声喊，开台啦，开台。
So people will come.
所以大家就过来。
And they play mahjong.
就一起打麻将。
It's a gambling.
大家一起赌博。
It was very good.
对他来讲很好。
Because he could earn small amounts of money.
每次呢，他就赚点小钱。
So he was very happy.
所以他就很开心。
But unfortunately, those who are not as good as gambler, they no longer come.
可是呢，很不幸，渐渐这些。打不好的就不来了。
Those who are better came and start to lose money.
所以就更会打麻将的来，结果他就开始输钱。
Now he could not lose money.
可是他不能输。
So he asked people, stay, you know, don't go.
所以他就叫这些人留下来，不要回去。
So supposedly finished the mahjong at about 10, 11 o'clock.
所以在十点、十一点，他们打完麻将以后。
But now he want to extend to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock to earn back whatever he lost.
可是他呢，输掉的钱，他就把时间延到晚上一点两点，要把它赢回来。
Never gamble. Everybody follow me. Never gamble.
所以我们千万不要赌钱。
Don't do that.
不要做。
May I also say one thing, my dear brothers?
亲爱的朋友，我还要再讲一件事。
Don't gamble in your stocks.
不要在股票上赌钱。
Because you can lose big, and then you cannot retire at 55.
因为你会损失钱，你就不能在55岁退休。
Put it in better investment.
把它放在更好的投资上面。
But don't gamble.
不要赌博。
It's very, very disastrous.
因为会造成很不好的结果。
So this young man gambled.
所以这个年轻人呢，就
He lost.
他就输了很多钱。
When there is need of food, he don't have money for the food.
所以他需要食物的时候，现在也没钱买了。
So there is quarrel between these two loved ones.
所以这两个夫妻就吵起来。
And because they have very little food,
因为他们食物也不够。
This young son,
这个年轻的孩子
carry this bowl of rice,
就一碗一碗饭拿在手里。
You know there is no children bowl, right? Because they are poor. So you know a little boy picking up a you know adult bowl.
就这个小孩子就拿一个大人用的碗。
So sometimes it will fall down.
有时候呢，这个碗就掉在地上。
And falling down, the rice fell on the floor.
所以那个饭就都洒在地上。
Now the young man was very angry.
所以这个人就非常
How dare you do something like that? Why don't you be careful?
你为什么不小心？你怎么可以这样做
？Obviously, little boy cry, right?
所以这小男孩就开始哭。
And this young man was a soldier.
这个人呢是个军人。
He was superstitious. You don't want anybody crying before you go gambling, right?
因为他有迷信，在赌钱以前不能有人哭。
So, pow hit the boy.
所以他一巴掌打过去。
But you know he was a soldier. He didn't realize he was so strong. So the boy will boom, boom, boom. You know, rolling 3-4 times on the floor.
他没想到他是军人，他非常的强壮，所以这个孩子就在地上滚。
And the boy will cry more.
就哭得更大声。
Because he got hit, right?
因为他被打。
And the young man stop.
所以这个人就说：“你不要再哭，不要再哭。”
The mom already noticed what's going wrong.
那这个母亲已经知道了。
The young man was a soldier.
这个父亲是军人。
He went back. He has this old soldier leather belt.
他有一个这个军人用的皮带。
If you cry, I will hit you.
他就把皮带解下，你再哭，我就用鞭子抽你。
The boy keep on crying.
可是这男孩还是哭。
So he uses his little pow.
所以他就拿鞭子、拿皮带打他。
Obviously, the mom want to protect the boy.
这母亲要保护这个孩子。
So the mom protect the boy and the leather belt pow.Hit on.
这母亲抱住孩子，结果这个皮带就抽在母亲的身上。
You know, sometimes I fully realize that young man don't want that happen.
我知道这个人不希望这样的事发生。
But somehow, somewhere, he did it.
可是他就这样子做了。
A love birth, a love future, happily ever after, gone somewhere.
一个非常美、非常甜美的婚姻就这样子消失。
The romance become argument.
这爱情变成争吵。
This little, you know, lovely nest becomes a quarreling place.
这个美好的这个鸟巢就变成一个争吵的地方。
This little boy angry with the father.
小孩子对父亲非常的生气。
And didn't study.
他没有办法念书。
He didn't do homework.
他也不做功课。
And up he will be the class is 50 people. He always number 50.
在他一般五十个人里面，他总是第五十名。
Even the teacher said, "You have no future."
甚至他的老师跟他讲，你没有前途。
The little boy accept that.
这个小男孩就接受了。
But one day,
就是有一天
something happened.
有一件事情发生。
Way far, far away in a place called Singapore.
在很远很远一个叫新加坡的地方。
There was this couple, the husband passed away.
有一对夫妇，这个先生过去了。
And the wife said, "I'm 56."
这个太太就说我已经五十六岁。
What am I going to do?
那我要做什么呢
？He said, "I will dedicate the rest of my life to serve God."
他就说我要把我的剩下的一生来服侍神。
He didn't have time to go to seminary.
他没有时间去神学院念书。
She took only about 3 to 6 months, you know, basic training.
所以他就受了三到六个月的基本训练。
And then she went to Hong Kong.
他就到香港。
Tried to preach to those people who came down from mainland China after the communists took over.
所以他就为这些从中国大陆过来的这些小孩子们。
She stood on the street, sing songs, telling story.
所以他就在街头唱诗，讲圣经的故事。
This little boy came.
所以这个小男孩过来。
After several Sunday.
在几个礼拜天以后。
This lady called Helen, she said, "Can I visit your family?"
所以这个叫做 Helen 的这个宣教士就说，我可不可以到你家探访
？The little boy didn't even know what his visitation means. He said, "Yes."
那个小孩子连探访是什么都不晓得。
And that evening, Wednesday evening, she came.
所以在礼拜三晚上，这个人就来了。
Just right after the supper.
所以在刚好跟他们吃完晚饭以后。
When this young man is ready to go out and yell.开台啦！
就当这个人要出去叫开台了的时候
，She just came in front of the door.
所以他就来敲门。
So, with some little, you know, as an educator, you invite her in.
所以他们就把他邀请进来。
So the young man sat here, the missionary sat there, little boy sat there.
所以这个男人坐在这里，宣教士在这里，小孩在这里。
And that lady shared the gospel.
所以这个 Helen 就向他们传福音。
Something happened.
就有奇妙的事情发生。
That young man,
这个人
opened his heart to the gospel.
就向着福音打开他的心门。
He didn't believe.
他以前不相信。
He didn't accept God that night.
他那天晚上也没有接受。
But he accepted the invitations to go to listen to more gospel Sunday.
可是呢，他却接受了邀请去听更多的福音。
Monday came.
然后礼拜一就来了。
After the supper,
在吃完晚饭以后
this little boy went away. He doesn't want to stay with the angry father going to do gambling.
所以这个小男孩就溜出去了。
So the little boy plays somewhere in the playground.
所以就到游乐场他去玩去了。
This young man went out.
所以这个人呢就出去。
He yelled.
就到处在叫。
What did he normally yell?
他通常会叫什么？
Do you remember?
你记不记得
he yelled what? Learn Chinese. 开台啦 So he will yell, 开台啦
所以他通常会出去叫开台了开台了
But this time he didn't.
这次呢他却不这样叫
You know what he yelled?
你知道他叫什么
谢伟光
他叫谢伟光
I was that little boy.
我就是那个小孩子
My father called me.
我一听我父亲在叫我
So I rushed back
就赶快回来
You know what my father said?
你知道我父亲说什么
Where is your homework?
你的功课呢
I don't know where my homework is
我不知道我的功课在哪里
I search for some homework
所以我就到处找
Sit down, I'll do the homework with you
你坐下来我跟你一起做功课
So that was the first night heMy father did homework with me.
所以那是我一生我父亲头一次跟我一起做工作。
After about 3 to 4 months,
过了三四个月。
One time I remember I looked it up to him.
有一次我就看我的父亲。
I said, I fell in love with my father.
我就说，哎，我真的爱我的父亲了。
You know what happened at the end of this school year?
你知道吗？在那个学年的结束的时候。
Instead of number 50,
我从第五十名。
You know what did I get?
你知道吗？我变成。
What did I get?
我变成什么
？Right, number one. I got number one.
我变成班上的第一名。
I suddenly realized I could study.
我忽然明白我可以念书。
I thought I'm an honorable student of number 50 all the time.
我以为以前一直是第五十名。
It changed my life.
就改变了我的生命。
My family changed.
我的整个家改变。
My father no longer gambling.
我的父亲不再赌博。
Stop smoking.
他也不再抽烟。
And my family's getting better.
我的家庭越来越好。
Life wasn't changed.
这生命没有改变。
He still have to suffer this simple, you know, income.
他还是一样收入很少。
But God has slowly blessed him.
可是神却慢慢地祝福他。
The economy is getting better.
所以这个社会情况好
转。From a bookkeeper, he become an assistant accountant.
所以从书记他变成会计。
Now he has a little bit more money.
所以他就赚多一点钱。
My mom could teach Mandarin.
我的妈妈可以教中文
so she got a little bit more money.
所以她也得到工作赚点钱
I remember one day.
我记得有一天
when the pastor preached the sermon.
当牧师讲完道
whoever want to accept Jesus Christ, come to the front.
谁要接受耶稣基督就到前面来
I suddenly saw my father walk to the front.
所以我就看到我父亲走上去
I didn't know what is the meaning of receive Jesus Christ myself as a little boy.
我不知道这个接受耶稣是什么意思
But that day, I know whatever my father did is a good thing.
可是我就知道那天我父亲做的是一件好事。
So I followed him to the front and accept Jesus Christ, even though I don't really know much, but I accept Jesus Christ that day.
所以我就跟着我的父亲一起上去，我也接受了耶稣基督。
The missionary passed away a long time ago.
这个宣教士好几年以前就过去了。
Oh, God bless her soul.
愿神祝福她。
I hope in the heaven she will be recognized. This little boy, this family she saved, became a very good family.
我希望 在天上他知道他拯救的这个家庭现在变成一个非常好的家庭
My dear friends
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
If you say why Pastor Say can be here this morning
你如果觉得为什么谢牧师今天可以在这里
There is a beginning
有一个开始
Because God cared for them
因为神眷顾他们
Because God cared for this little boy
因为神眷顾这个小男孩
Because God cares so much, He even sent someone far, far away from Singapore to a poor district to spread the gospel, to be a missionary.
因为神眷顾到一个程度，他从很远的地方差遣一个宣教士。
Now I brought my children to Christ.
所以现在我带领我的孩子信主。
I'm preaching the same old story.
我讲同样的这个故事。
It's a salvation of God.
可是这些是神的救恩。
It has the power of God to change family.
这是神的能力要改变人，改变家庭。
And even sometimes I and my wife feel so tired, we just don't want to go anymore.
所以有时候虽然我跟我的妻子都非常的累，不想出去。
Sometimes you know our bones getting ache, we just cannot stand up anymore in the morning.
有时候我们的骨头酸痛，早上都起不来。
But we remember God bless us.
可是我们却记得神的祝福。
So I have to go.
所以我要出去。
I have to preach.
我要出去传讲福
音，
因为这是很值得的。
My dear friends, pray for the missionary.
各位朋友们，要为宣教士祷告。
It's not easy to be a missionary.
因为做宣教士很不简单。
It's hard work.
是很艰苦的工作。
Satan opposes it.
因为撒旦在，所以说不定有一天你变成一个宣教士。
Retire at age 55.
从五十五岁你退休。
So you can go.
所以你可以出去。
I finished my sermon here.
我今天就讲到这里。
But I want you to support at least one missionary.
可是我要大家至少支持一位宣教士。
Pray for one missionary.
为一位宣教士祷告。
And maybe you go one time at least in a short-term mission.
然后你至少去参加一次短宣。
If you have a good birthday gift to your son,
如果你要
send them to a short-term mission.
你要给你的儿子一个最好的生日礼物，送他们去短宣。
I have a small little movie. I will take just a little bit time about this.Called Pass It On.
我有一个短短的电影叫做 Pass It On.
It talk about one third of my mission. I teach Bible, I do evangelism, but there is also one thing I do in Philippines is to touch the family because it's part of my burden.
所以这是我工作的一部分。
So I will step down and may God use this to to bless you, so you know a little bit about my mission.
所以愿神用这个小小的影片。
Now, I just want you to know one thing. You probably see some brother and sister raising hands, praising God. They are not, charismatic at all. It's just one style in Philippines. When they praise God, they just raise their hand. That's all.
所以你看到人举手赞美主，这并不是灵恩，在当地就是这个样子。
Okay, God bless you.
神祝福你。
Saving the Family. This is the title used by a national periodical in the United States. The family, like an endangered species, has reached a crisis level in our modern society.
Statistically, one out of every three marriages will end up in divorce.
One out of every two families will have a severe marital problem.
Over 44% of those who had decided to remarry wound up in yet another failed marriage.
It was reported that 20% of North American families abuse their children.
The husband and the wife are two people who know their marital problems full well. If they cannot resolve their differences, the outsider will have a much greater difficulty in helping them.
What can we do today and who can help us?
The God who designed, initiated, and instituted marriage and family unity said that He can help us.
God has put both the vision and the burden in the hearts of a number of couples who have been helped by God to go out and help others as a Thanksgiving sacrifice back in 2001 with Reverend Drs. John and Lettice Shea from Canada as founding pastor couple. The Asian Center for Couples and Families, or ACCF, was organized in the summer of 2003.
The vision of ACCF is that every family needs Christ and every couple glorifies Christ.
We were on the verge of a divorce. I ran away from home. But God has changed us in a miraculous way. Now we are serving God together in the church with our children.
My husband is in full-time ministry. Unfortunately, we did not know how to cope with both the pressure of our ministry and the demands in our own family. We argued a lot. The ACCF family retreat has changed both of us. We recommitted to God and to one another during the retreat. We are now serving God together with joy and harmony. We respect one another and enjoy our time together with our children.
Without good families in the church, we cannot have good church ministries.
The need to help couples and families is great. Therefore, ACCF is in the ministry of helping as well as equipping others. From Manila, the ACCF ministry is reaching out to the rest of the Philippines. From the Philippines, the long-term goal is to reach the rest of Asia.
Every family needs God. The mission of ACCF is to glorify God by reaching, evangelizing, equipping, and discipling couples and families in the Philippines and Asia.
After reaching and helping couples and families, the goal is to equip them to become Christ-centered couples and families.
My wife and I were greatly blessed by ACCF ministry. Now we're part of the supporting team and serve as local ministry representatives in our area and in our church.
In addition to retreats, ACCF offers many programs, seminars, workshops,